नमो विष्णुपदाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामीति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे नमो महाविदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौरक्षे नमः पंचतत्वात्मकं कृष्णं भक्तरूपस्वरूपकं भक्तावतारं भक्ताख्यं नमामि भक्तशक्तिकं हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेशा गोपिका कांता राधा कांता नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानु सुदे देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वांचा कल्पद्रुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
बिकॉज दिस इज ऑल्सो Swarna Hari Prabhu Sunita Mataji's housewarming ceremony. So we'll recite some extra prayers. So if some of you know those prayers, you can recite with me or maybe hear attentively.
Om apavitro pavitro va sarvavastam gato piva yah samret pundarikaksham bahaya bhayantah shuchihi मंगलम भगवान विष्णु मंगलम गरुड़ध्वज मंगलम पुंडरीकाक्ष मंगलाय तनोहरि कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंद गोप कुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः नमः पंकज नाभाय नमः पंकज मालिने नमः पंकज नेत्राय नमस्ते पंकजांगरे लोकाभिरामं रणरंगधीरं राजीव नेत्रं रघुवंशनाथं कारुण्यरूपं करुणाकरंतं श्रीरामचंद्रं शरणं प्रपद्ये जनक सुता जग जननी जानकी अतिशय प्रिय करुणा निधान की ताके जुग पद कमल मनावहु जासु कृपा निर्मल मति पावहु सिया राम मैं सब जग जानी करु प्रणाम जोरी जुग पानी मनोजपं मारुतुल्य वेगं जितेन्द्रियं बुद्धिमतां वरिष्ठं वातात्मजं वानर्योतमुख्यं श्रीरामदूतं शरणं प्रपद्ये श्रीगुरुचरण सरोज रज निज मन मुकुरु सुधार वरण रघुबर विमल जस जोदायक फलचार बुद्धिहीन तनु जान के सुमिरो पवन कुमार बल बुद्धि विद्या देह मोहि हरौ कलेश विकार सियावर राम जय जय राम मेरे प्रभु राम जय जय राम सियावर रामचंद्र भगवान की जय पवन पुत्र हनुमान की जय 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 श्री सीताराम जय जय श्री राधे श्याम
So generally we discuss from Bhagavad Gita, but we are making a special series of Sri Ram Katha starting from today, and we'll continue this till maybe till Diwali. So next 7-8 weeks we'll be discussing Sri Ram Katha, we can say from Ramayan Katha. So hope everybody can make it convenient to attend the Ram Katha series, which will continue for next 7-8 weeks. So if I ask everybody a open question or a general question, everybody is looking for happiness, everybody is looking for peace and prosperity. Is that right, or that will be a wrong statement? So everybody do want all these things, right? Everybody want happiness, peace, prosperity in their life. And we do a lot of things to attain happiness. And it's always a continuous struggle for achieving happiness, achieving success in life. And people try different ways to achieve that success, that happiness, not knowing what is the real way to attain happiness. And general trend is we think, more I gain, more I will be happy. More I achieve, more I will be happy. And the media is also always propagating that, bombarding that. That you get this thing, you attain that thing, you will become happy. You go there on vacation, you get this thing, buy this house, buy this brand, so buy this car. So all these things, the media is continuously bombarding, promising that, okay, if you have these things, then only you can be happy. But is that really true? Actually, all these scientific study also, or the real life studies of all the rich, wealthy people, it shows that there is no relation between the wealth and happiness. Wealth is neither equally proportional to happiness, and wealth is neither inversely proportional to happiness. There is no relation at all. But still, everybody is thinking, if I get this or get that, if I attain this, achieve that, then I can become happy. And everybody is running on a fast track. So like somebody is driving a car, full speed, 70 mile, 80 mile, 100 mile an hour. And if you ask somebody, where are you going? To say, oh, I'm driving very fast, I'm going very fast, don't disturb me. But sir, where are you going? Oh, that I don't know. So our journey in life sometimes becomes like that. We are running in a rat race, either in the corporate world or in the social life or whatever aspect it is, to be ahead of somebody, thinking that will make me happy. But how do we get the real happiness actually?
The holy ones.
So, what are the matters of real happiness? Somebody is starting trying to answer. Yeah. Chanting the holy name.
To have no desire for wants.
No desire for anything.
Yeah.
So, means become desireless.
Material desires.
Yes. So, the desire will always remain.
Yeah.
We have to align our desire from something to something else.
Yes.
Right now, our desires are pointed at wrong objects. So, one thing is attaining happiness in life, and the second thing is how people consider themselves fortunate. What is people's criteria for considering themselves being fortunate people? Who consider themselves fortunate? So again, general criteria is, people think if somebody is handsome looking, or if somebody has a lot of wealth, or if somebody has nice, beautiful wife or a handsome husband, or if somebody has nice kids, all these are considered as a criteria for being considered as fortunate person. Right? People think, oh, you are very fortunate, you are living in America. Oh, you are very fortunate, there are so many facilities in America. You are having a nice job, a nice house, a nice car, a good spouse, maybe a couple of nice kids. And then people think that's the fortunate person. So again, our equation for being fortunate is all related to either the material object or to the family life. But is that really so? So the scripture says, who is really fortunate? Who is really fortunate? First of all, having obtained a human form of life is considered fortunate. Manushya janama paya. Right? So having attained a human form of life, that's fortunate, because there are 8.4 million species of life, and we could be in any species of life. But having attained a human form of life, it's a very fortunate situation. So that is fortunate, but what is even more fortunate? So after getting human form of life, attain the association of devotees, attain the association of saintly people, that is even more fortunate. After you have attained human form of life. And then what is even more fortunate, or the most fortunate?
Peace.
Yes. So, having attained the association of devotees and being able to hear, chant the holy name, hear Harikatha, that is fortunate condition, or the more fortunate condition. And having the capacity to repeatedly get that association, stay in that association again and again and again, being able to associate with them, that is most fortunate. Because in the association of devotees, one can really fulfill the real goal of life. And the real goal of life is to get out of this bondage, get out of this cycle of birth, death, old age and disease. Janam mrityu jara vyadi dukkha dosha anudarshinah. So in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, there are faults in all these four things. Janam, mrityu, jara, vyadhi. Birth, death, old age and disease. All these things have the faults associated with it. And one should try to be able to see those faults and try to get out of the cycle. Otherwise, we are continuously going in the cycle again and again and again. Endless cycle. And that is the real goal of life. And how we can attain that goal? By being in the association of devotees. Because in association of devotees, we get to hear Harikatha, the glories of the Lord, re-establish our relationship with the Lord. And if we really want to get that benefit, that's where this program is, right? This satsang program, where we get the opportunity. So here, today onwards, we are thinking we'll start Srimad Ramayana series or Sri Ram Katha series, speaking about the life lessons from Ramayana. What we can learn from Ramayana, how we can make our life successful. See, all these material things, one may think, okay, buying the house, buying the car, sending the kids to a nice good college, all those are good things to have. But if we cannot use these things in the service of the Lord, then all these things are a wastage. So Krishna has given us the facility, so we should utilize this facility in the service of Krishna. So like this family, Swarna Hari Prabhu and Mataji, they have made this choice. As soon as they bought the house, they said, we want to have the program here. We want to use, Krishna has given us the facility, so we want to use it in Krishna's service. To invite the devotees here at our home, have Harikatha, chant the holy name and engage in the service. So that's how we can ultimately get the real benefit of life. And Ramayana teaches us many such lessons, how we can make our life successful. So in Ram Katha, actually, I will not go with the complete storyline from the beginning, because we'll cover the last part of Ramayana, because Dashara will be coming in 4 weeks and then we'll be celebrating Diwali. Dashara means, what is the festival of Dashara? Or Vijayadashmi, we call it Vijayadashmi. The victory of good over evil. When Lord Ram killed the demonic king Ravan. Right? So that is the celebration of Vijayadashmi. And then Diwali is when Lord Ram reached back Ayodhya, was again crowned as the king of Ayodhya. So he reached back Ayodhya along with his wife, Mother Sita, his brother Lakshman, and all the other monkey warriors who helped them. So he was crowned as the king of Ayodhya, and the people celebrated that festival. That is the festival of lights, the festival of Diwali. So next 4 weeks, this festival of Vijayadashmi is coming, and then 3 weeks from that will be the festival of lights, Diwali. So keeping that in mind, we want to start from some point of Ram Katha, so we can reach killing of Ravan during the time of Dashara, and then we can cover crowning of Lord Ram as the king during the time of Diwali. So with that flow, we'll start from where the monkey army is in search of Mother Sita. So if somebody doesn't know the storyline, I will tell very briefly. So Lord Ram was sent to exile for 14 years on the condition of Kekai, Lord Ram's stepmother. So Kekai asked two boons, 14 years of exile for Ram and making Bharat as the king. And Lord Ram, without any hesitation, he gave up the kingdom, even though he was going to be crowned next morning. So he gave up that position and happily accepted the exile for 14 years. And then his wife, Mother Sita, also insisted that I will come with you. And his younger brother Lakshman also insisted that I will come with you to 14-year exile. I cannot live without you. So both of them insisted. So finally, three of them went to forest for 14 years. And they met many sages during their journey in the forest. And finally, they came to Panchavati for the final part of their exile, when it is only almost 1 year left in the total 14 year of exile. So Mother Sita is being kidnapped by the demonic king Ravan, who is the king of Lanka. So he kidnaps Mother Sita to have her as his wife. That is a demonic tendency, to encroach upon others' property, right? Doesn't matter whatever type of property it is, either it's a wealth or land or a woman, they don't have any consideration. So Ravan kidnapped Mother Sita, took her to Lanka, and as Lord Ram is searching for her in the forest, along with his younger brother Lakshman, they again meet a few sages, they meet Mother Shabari, who tells Ram and Lakshman to go to Sugriv. And Sugriv is the chief of the Vanaras, who has been thrown out of the kingdom by his elder brother Vali. So Lord Ram and Lakshman, they go meet Hanuman and Sugriv, makes allies with Sugriv, and promise each other to help each other. And then Lord Ram helps Sugriv to kill Vali because he was on the side of Adharma. So he kills Vali, makes Sugriv the king of Kishkindha. And then Sugriv sends his army in all the directions to search for Mother Sita. So they divide the whole army into four parties to go in four different directions to search for Mother Sita. So all these three different parties have gone, and the one party which has the powerful warriors in that, including Hanuman, Jambavan, Nalanil, Angad. So all these warriors are in this last party, which is still searching for Mother Sita. All other three parties have searched all three directions, gone on north, east and west. And they have returned back without any success. But this fourth party, consisting of Hanuman and all these other warriors, they have gone to the south direction. And they are still searching for Mother Sita, and finally they reach at the shore of the ocean. And they are also very morose that, okay, we have come to the end, and now this is a vast ocean, and we have not found Mother Sita so far. Will we ever find? And then there is Sampati, the bird Sampati, who is the
Jatayu's
brother, the eagle warrior. He is Sampati. He has grown very old. He cannot fly. He is just sitting on one mountain. So finally he tells all these monkey warriors that, because the eagle has the capacity to look very far, he can look far, like miles away. So he can see beyond that ocean, on the other side of the ocean, and tells that Sita is on the other side of ocean in the kingdom of Lanka, Ravana's kingdom. And he tells, I had seen somebody forcibly capturing a woman and taking in the plane. So all that has happened. Now they are considering how to cross this ocean to find Mother Sita. Who is such a warrior who can cross this ocean, this vast ocean, and go on the other side and find Mother Sita and come back? So all these other warriors, they have already kind of given up. Nobody thinks we are capable of jumping across this ocean. And the size of that ocean is from one corner to the another side. It's called 800 miles. That is the width of this ocean. Somebody has to cross, jump that 800 miles to go on the other side. So there is one warrior, Angad. So Angad says, I can jump, I can go on the other side, but I don't have the capacity to come back. So yes, I will be able to go on the other side, jumping across this ocean, but I will not be able to return back. So everybody says, no, we cannot risk that. We cannot risk your life. Because he is the prince. He is the prince of Kishkindha. Now everybody else is thinking, who else is capable? And all this is happening, all these warriors are talking, and Hanuman is sitting quietly on one corner, on one side, deeply absorbed in his own thoughts. Because he has forgotten his superpowers. So in his childhood, he used to be very playful, and in his playful mood, he will disturb the austerity of the sages. And one time the sages cursed him that you forget all your power, because you are troubling all the sages because of your playful behavior. So we curse you that you forget all your power. And later on, when somebody reminds you about all your power, you will be able to remember and do great feat. So Jambavan knows that Hanuman is very powerful, but he is just acting like a very normal person. And Jambavan start reminding Hanuman about his powers. And how he reminds him? So if you want to encourage somebody, how do you encourage somebody to do something? Glorify them. Right? So you praise that person, that, oh, you are such a nice cook. That person becomes enthusiastic to cook more. See, you are such a nice singer. Or you, such a nice artist. You draw nice pictures. So you glorify somebody, that person feel happy inside and becomes enthusiastic. So here Jambavan is using the same methodology to glorify Hanuman, to remind him about his power. So he says, Pavana tanay bal pavana samana buddhi viveka vijnana nidhana. So he first glorified his family lineage. What is his family lineage? He is the son of Pavan Putra. So Pavana tanay bal pavana samana. You are the son of Pavan Putra, the wind god. And your strength is also like wind god. Pavana tanay bal pavana samana. But Hanuman is still completely absorbed in his thoughts. He doesn't pay any attention. And then he glorified his own strength. Kavan so kaj kathin jag mahi jo nahi hoy tat tum pahi. What is that work in this world that you cannot do? So he glorified his strength. There is nothing in this world that you cannot do. But Hanuman still does not pay any attention. Because Hanuman is not in the bodily conception of life. He is a very sincere devotee of the Lord. So first he glorifies his family lineage. He doesn't pay attention. Then Jambavan glorifies his personal strength, Hanuman's strength. Hanuman still doesn't pay attention. Because Hanuman is neither in, we say, gaya bhav, as a family conception, and neither he is in the bodily conception, deh bhav. So Hanuman na to geh bhav mein hai, na deh bhav mein hai. So what does attract Hanuman? Then Jambavan says, Ram kaj lagi tava avatara, sunatahi bhaya pravat, parvat akara. So as soon as Jambavan said, you have taken this birth to serve Lord Ram, to do the work of Lord Ram, then immediately Hanuman jumps up from his seat and he gains a huge mountain-like size. So what happened here? Why Hanuman got up easily, so easily now? Because he is absorbed in the love of Lord Ram, in the devotion to Lord Ram. So nothing else matters. As soon as Jambavan said, you have appeared for the purpose of Lord Ram, to serve Lord Ram, immediately he rose up and took a big size. Yes, please tell me what I need to do. So that is the quality which is needed. We are always working for ourselves, right? We are always considering our own benefit. We are ready to do anything for our satisfaction or for our achievement. We are ready to get up in the morning, 4 o'clock, if I have to go to work. Right? If boss asks you, okay, 6 o'clock meeting, you will be able to get up and go to work. But if somebody tells, festival today, we need a lot of service, please come to the temple 6 o'clock, Saturday morning. So early? It's time to sleep. Who gets up so early on weekend? Right? Because we are absorbed in bodily conception of life. We think, working for myself, I can work hard no matter what, how much struggle I have to go through. But when it comes to serve Lord Ram, to please Lord Ram, then we step back. So Hanuman, with his example, shows the perfect example of a devotee, selfless service. It's not my task. Why I have to jump across and go to the other side? Do I need to meet my relative? Coming from India to US, you take a plane. Why you come? To enjoy. Right? If somebody want to visit you, what is their purpose of visiting you? Enjoyment. They want to go see different places, visit different places, enjoy. But do we do intentionally anything as with the motive, solely for the purpose of service of the Lord? So Hanuman, immediately he got up. Yes, tell me what I need to do. Should I cross this ocean, go on the other side, find Mother Sita, bring her back with me? Should I kill Ravan along with all his associates? Should I rip apart that mountain on which this whole Lanka is built, right? And bring that on this side. So tell me what all I need to do. So now, is this Hanuman's, what do you say, pride? That he is saying all these things, oh, I can do this thing, that thing. Is that the proud which is speaking? First of all, this is not the pride, it's for the service of the Lord. And he is not making the decision, he is inquiring from Jambavan. Who is Jambavan?
The bear leader.
He's a bear, right? Reach Raj. And he is a very old person. He is very experienced, very intelligent, very old in the ministry of Sugriva. So Hanuman is consulting Jambavan. You please guide me. What I need to do. So it's not about what all we can do. It's about what we are asked to do. We may be able to do many things, but Hanuman is again showing with his example that we should consult our seniors, we should consult our elders, take guidance from them rather than working whimsically, making our own decisions whimsically without considering the different pros and cons. That is a new generation trend, right? This is the current modern civilization. We want to do everything, whatever we feel like. There are very popular t-shirts these days. What says? Just do it. Right? There's a Nike check mark. Just do it. So, if you feel like, do it. If you don't feel like, don't do it. There's no consideration of, is it right thing to do or wrong thing to do. And the modern civilization is, as soon as kids become teenagers, they don't want to listen to parents. Right? They want to do whatever they like. So Hanuman is again teaching by his example, we need to consult our superiors, our elders, for making any decisions. It's not the matter of what we can do. It's a matter of what we should do, what we are asked to do. And then Bhavish and Jambavan tells that there is nobody else in our party who can cross beyond this ocean, go on the other side and bring find Mother Sita. So you are the only one who is capable of doing that. And Hanuman is ready immediately to go on the other side and find Mother Sita. And he is assuring others that please wait here on the shores of this ocean until I return after finding Mother Sita. So now pay attention. Every phrase or the every shloka in Ramayana is very deep and very meaningful. So he is not saying just wait here until I return. He said wait here until I return with the news of Mother Sita. So somebody may ask again, how are you so certain that you will find Mother Sita? Right? What is the guarantee? Did you consult any Jyotishi? Did you do any forecast, astrology or something? How do you know you will find her? So what is the guarantee? So he says, no, there is no guarantee. I have not consulted anybody. But the thing is, I am feeling so much happiness in my heart. So the word uses Hriday Harsheu, that I am feeling so much happiness in my heart and that is a symptom that I will be successful. So that is the enthusiasm. Here Hanuman is indicating the determination to go on the other side and the enthusiasm. and the positivity. So he's saying, I will go find Mother Sita and come back, so you stay until that time, you stay here. Now if you are given any task, not too difficult, some moderate task, immediately we start thinking, oh, how will I do it? I don't know if I will be able to do it or not, if I will be able to finish it or not. Right? So we arrange some festival and we say, okay, can we plan for 500 people festival? Immediately question comes, oh, is it realistic? How will we arrange for that many people? How will we arrange prasadam for that many people? So immediately all this negativity comes. Here Hanuman is saying there is no question of being unsuccessful. Because it's not my work. It is the work of Lord Ram. And Lord's work has to be completed. It's not the matter of if I do or somebody else's do. It's a matter of, because it's Lord's work, it will be completed. I am just the instrument. If I don't do it, somebody else will do it. And he says, Nimitta matra evaham karta bhokta tom eva. So that is the example he gives. Because Nimitta matra eva aham. I am just the instrument. Karta bhokta tom eva. Or we are addressing to the Lord that I am just the instrument. You are the one who does this, who makes everything happen. So Hanuman is using the same logic here, that I am just the instrument. It's Lord's work. It will be completed. Success has to be there. So that is the positivity and enthusiasm. And same way in our Guru Parampara, in our lineage, there are so many other personalities. Whenever any great task came, we hear the pastime of Madhvendra Puri. So when Madhvendra Puri found the deity of Gopalji in Vrindavan, he established the deity of Gopalji, and after some time Gopalji spoke to Madhvendra Puri in the dream. Yet I am still feeling very hot because I was put inside the ground. So I am still feeling hot. You please go travel all the way to the east, towards Odisha, Jagannath Puri, and bring sandalwood pulp, sandalwood, to massage my body with sandalwood paste. And Madhvendra Puri at that time, he was very old. And he did not consider, how will I travel that far? And how will I carry all that big load of sandalwood? And that time there was no trains. Right? There were no trains, no express freeways. He walked all the way. Thousands of miles to travel to Odisha and carry that load of 30 kg of sandalwood. And he did not consider, how will I do it? Because it's Lord's work, has to be done. I am just the instrument. If Lord is giving me this instruction, giving me this task, he will give me the strength to do this. Same way, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he was the associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And at very elderly age, beyond 90 years of age, he was living in Vrindavan with all the Goswamis. And he was requested, please write the life history of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And at that old age, he did not consider, how will I write? First of all, at the old age, your memory fails. You are not able to remember everything. There is no strength in the hands. How will I write? So he did not consider anything. He started the work of the Lord. That Lord will give me the strength to do this. So all these great acharyas, great spiritual personalities, they teach the same principle. We need to have enthusiasm to do any task, any service for the Lord. That is the only success principle. If we are working for the Lord, only success principle is be enthusiastic, positive. I am working for Lord. It's Lord's work. I am just the instrument. Success has to come. So Hanuman is immediately ready with full enthusiasm. He's saying, I'm feeling happiness in my heart. That is the symptom I will be successful. And he cites the example of when Lord Ram went from Ayodhya, when Vishwamitra came to take Ram and Lakshman to go with him in the forest to protect his yagya. Says Harshit Chale Muni Bhaya Haran. So Lord Ram started his journey with the sages to rescue them or to relieve their fear. Harshit Chale Muni Bhaya Haran. And after protecting his yagya, the invitation came to go to Janakpuri. Harshit Chale Muni Vrind Sahai. So he started again. Harshit Chale. Everywhere it says, Lord Ram is feeling happy in the heart. Happily he is going with the sages. So when Lord Ram went happily, he saw Mother Janaki in Pushpavatika. In Janakpuri, in Mithila. And now, I am feeling happy. And why I am feeling happy? Because Lord Ram is sitting in my heart. And Lord Ram is maybe feeling happy. That's why I am feeling happy in my heart. So Lord Ram, when he went happily with the sages, in Mithila he was able to take darshan of Mother Janaki. And now I am feeling happy. I will cross beyond this ocean, go on the other side, and I will be able to take darshan of Mother Janaki in Ashok Vatika. So that is his mantra, his success mantra. Lord is seated in our heart. If our desire align with Lord's desire, there is success. And then, what does he do? He is meeting all the monkey warriors. And he is paying obeisances to all the monkey warriors. Before he takes his flight to go across the ocean, he is paying obeisances to all the other monkey warriors. And all these monkey warriors, they start crying, thinking that, see, you are the one who is capable of going on the other side. We are incapable. We don't have that strength to go on the other side. And still you are paying us obeisances. It should be other way. If somebody is little capable of doing something, is more intelligent or more strong, generally the tendency of pride comes. Right? Every should glorify me, or every should pay respect to me, every should pay bow in front of me. But Hanuman is showing his humility. Even though he is the one who is taking up this task, but he is showing respect to everybody, paying obeisances to everybody. And all the other monkey warriors start crying. They say, Aap smart hain. You are the capable who is going on the other side. Hum log asmarth hain. We are incapable. And you are still paying us obeisances. And Hanuman said, it's not the question of being capable or incapable. All of you are also capable of crossing the ocean and going on the other side. But the only consideration is, it's Lord's Leela. It's Lord Ram's Leela. And everybody, all of us have been given part in this Leela. You have got the part of staying on this side. And I have been given the part to go on the other side. Meri bhumika hai samudr ke us taraf jane ki. Your part of the leela is to stay on this side. It's not the question of being capable or being incapable. So sometimes life situations come. Right? We think, oh, that person, see, he is able to do more service than me. He is able to sing better than me. He is able to achieve more than me. See, I am still struggling. So all this life which is going on, this is also a drama happening. And in this drama, we have been given all our specific roles. So for example, in a drama, if somebody is given the role of being a king, so he is doing the drama. In the drama, he has become the king. And there is another person who is doing the role of a beggar. So this beggar comes to the king in the drama and says, please give me something, some bakshish. And the king calls his servant, please bring 1,000 gold coins and give to this beggar. So in the drama, he gives this 1,000 gold coins to this beggar. And after the drama, this king, who is doing the part of the king, he also goes to his producer and he is asking, please give my payment. So what is this king and this beggar? This is just the drama happening. So same way, all this life situation which is happening, we are also playing some role. Everybody has got their quota. what role they are playing. So one should not consider, oh, I have got this situation, that situation, I am having so many problems and that person is enjoying happily. All this situation has come up by our own accord. And better is we just play our role and get out of this drama. So Hanuman is saying, everybody is equal, everybody is capable. It's just that I have given the role of going on the other side to search for Mother Sita, do this task for Lord Ram. And as soon as he is ready to jump, he climbs on Mahendra Parvat, on the shore of the ocean. So there is a big mountain. So he climbs up on that mountain. And actually, when Lord Ram had departed all these four parties to search for Mother Sita, he had taken the ring from his finger and he had given to Hanuman. And he had told, if you find Mother Sita, show this ring to her and she will recognize and she will know that you, I have sent you. So Hanuman is carrying that ring. And as he is ready to jump, actually he puts that ring in his mouth. So where did he kept the ring? He kept the ring in his mouth. All other monkeys are thinking, why is he keeping the ring in the mouth? Does somebody keep the ring in the mouth? So Hanuman says, ring is not to be kept in mouth, but whatever is written on that ring, that has to be kept in mouth. Tab dekhi mudrika manohar, Ram naam ankit ati sundar. So then they analyze the ring very carefully. And what is written on the ring? No. Lord Ram's name is written on that ring. So Hanuman is keeping that ring in the mouth because the holy name of Ram has to be on our tongue. Mukhme ho Ram naam, Ram seva hath me, tu akela nahi pyare, Ram tere saath me. मुख में हो राम नाम राम सेवा हाथ में तू अकेला नहीं प्यारे राम तेरे साथ में. So if we are working for Lord Ram and we are always remembering the holy name, chanting the name of the Lord, that assures success. So that is the success mantra. If we want to be successful in any endeavor of our life, we need to take the shelter of the holy name. So here Hanuman is taking shelter of the holy name to do any task. He is continuously chanting Ram's name. And as soon as he jumps from the ocean, he is again and again remembering the name of the Lord. Bar bar Raghubhir Sambhari. He bar bar Raghubhir Sambhari. He is again and again he is remembering Lord Ram. When he is ready to jump from the mountain to cross this ocean. And later on when Hanuman did many other great feats in Lanka, he burned the whole Lanka. His tail was put on fire and with that fire he burned the whole Lanka. And even when his tail was put on fire, nothing happened. Even one single hair on his body was not harmed. And the Acharyas explain, because Hanuman is, what is he doing? Bar bar Raghubhir Sambhari. He is again and again remembering Lord Ram. And whoever is remembering Lord Ram takes charge of his protection. And whom Lord Ram is protecting, who can harm even a single hair on his body? So, bar bar Raghubhir Sambhari, change the ra at every word with la, bal bal Raghubhir Sambhali. Because he is remembering Lord Ram again and again, and Lord Ram is protecting his each and every hair. Bal bal Raghubhir Sambhali. So, that is the protection of Lord Ram. If we surrender, if we take shelter of the Lord, he promised to protect us from any dangers in life. But generally our tendency is we want to achieve everything on our own strength. We think, well, I don't need any support, any shelter. I can achieve everything in life with my own endeavor, with my own strength, with my own intelligence. But all our endeavors ultimately end up in frustration. If we really want to have success in life, one should follow in the footstep of Hanuman. One should take the full shelter of Lord's protection. One should take full shelter of the holy name. Chanting the holy name and having a great service attitude towards the Lord, then our life can be perfect. So in Ramayana, it says in Kali Yuga, there is only one shelter. Kali Yuga Keval Nama Adhara Sumri Sumri Utre Narapara. This material world is considered like an ocean. And there are many dangers in this ocean. There are many sharks and whales and other creatures in this ocean who are ready to swallow us. And if we want to cross over this ocean of material existence, ocean of all these material sufferings, the only shelter is the holy name. Kali Yuga Keval Nam Adhara. Actually, in media these days, they take this part, this chapai of Ramayana, and they made it in a funny way. Now, what do they say? Kali Yuga Keval Nam Adhara. Now, in India, there is something called Aadhaar card. So, Kali Yuga Keval Nam Adhara. In the Kali Yuga, your only shelter is having Aadhaar card. If you don't have Aadhaar card, you cannot do anything. You cannot make your passport, you cannot buy any, open any bank account or do anything. Like the social security. So we have social security card in US. So like that, there is Aadhaar card in India. So in US, without social security, you cannot do anything. And if you don't have social security number, you cannot do anything. No credit history, no social security card. See, I remember when I came to US first time, until I got the social security number, you cannot buy a cell phone. You cannot open a bank account. Right? You cannot apply for anything. So, that's a important part of your life. So, here media is also... the propaganda is going... they take this chapai. Say, Kali Yuga Keval Nama Adhara. Until you have Aadhaar card, nothing will help you. You cannot make even passport. And you cannot cross beyond the ocean to go to US. Right here it says Kali Yuga Keval Nam Adhara Sumiru Sumiru Uttare Narapar. Until you take shelter of the holy name, that is your only shelter. You cannot cross beyond this ocean of material existence. And same way it says Jasu Nama Sumirata Ikabara Uttarehi Narabhava Sindhu Apara. So whose holy name? We say holy name is the only shelter. So whose holy name one need to take shelter? The holy name of Lord Ram, holy name of Lord Krishna. So the name of Lord Hari. Jasu Nama Sumirat Ikabara Uttarehi Narabhava Sindhu Apara. By chanting, even once chanting the holy name, one can cross beyond this ocean. Now is that exaggeration? That by just chanting once the holy name, one can cross beyond this ocean of material existence. So that's not exaggeration, that's the proof in the scriptures. It says even if one is able to chant the holy name purely, offenselessly, without offenses even one time, that can guarantee the success. So there was one person, very sinful person. He is engaged in all sort of sinful activities. And his family bring him to a sadhu. That Mahatmaji, please do something. He is not listening to us, don't giving up his bad habits. Please explain to him so he can give up his old habits, bad habits. So Mahatma said, okay, leave him with me. And that person says, don't ask me to do anything. Don't ask me to do any satsang or anything. I can stay here, but I will continue with my old habits. So Mahatma said, okay, you just stay here. And one day Mahatma took him, the sadhu, took him to the forest. They were traveling and he took him with him. And he asked, see, now you are my friend. So will you listen one thing? Will you do one thing, what I say? So see, I told you, don't ask me to do any spiritual things or any japa and all that. So he said, just one. So just listen to me once. Just once say the name of Ram. Just once. And this person, okay, just once I will say because of you. I will say only once. Don't ask me second time. Say yes. Just say once. So this person said Ram. And the sadhu said, ban gaya kaam. So he only said once Ram. And the sadhu said, okay, now just listen one more thing. Just do one more thing. So if ever somebody asks you that you can ask anything in exchange of this one chanting name of Ram, anything you want, if somebody asks you that, don't ask anything. Just tell them, give me whatever one can get by chanting the name of Ram even once. Just give me that. I don't want to ask from my side anything. So at the end of his life, this person goes to, is taken to Yamaraj. And Yamaraj has his assistant. What is his name? Chitragupta. And Chitragupta has all the account of everybody. So he is carrying the whole account of everybody, all bhai khata. He knows whatever good, bad he has done. So first of all, the name Chitragupta is very significant actually, if you have ever paid attention. So the meaning of Chitragupta. So he is keeping everybody's account, right? How is he keeping? So what is the meaning of Chitra? Picture. And Gupta?
Secret.
So he is secretly taking the pictures of everybody. So that is Chitragupta. He is keeping the account of everybody. So whatever you have done, you cannot say, oh, who knows? Right? Sometimes we say, okay, who is watching me? So actually always there are 14 cameras focusing on you. There are 14 cameras which is recording each and every minute activity you are doing. So like in a cricket match, there are many cameras on all different directions. So when they want to see something zoom close, they will have you some camera from one angle or other angle to see if it is really the ball went through the wicket or from above or something. So there are closed cameras which is watching from all different sides. So same way all our activities are being tracked by the different cameras. What are all these cameras? The sky, the earth, the air, the stars, the moon, the sun, the fire. All these are the cameras. All these are the witnesses. They are the witness for everything and anything we do. So we should not think, oh, who is watching me? Even if I do it at night or secretly at the dark room of my house. No. You have been watched. And your activity has been recorded. So this person is brought. And Chitragupta says, all his accounts, everything I have seen, there is nothing good. No good activity he has done. No pious activity he has done. Except once he chanted the name of Ram. Apart from that, everything, all his account is negative. Bad activities. So Yamaraj tells him, okay, then ask this person what he want in exchange of chanting the name of Ram once. Let's give him that, and then other than that, ultimately he has to go to hell to suffer. So they ask him, okay, what do you want? Tell us what you want in exchange of chanting the name of Ram once. So at that time, this person remembered the words of that sadhu. That, oh yeah, he had told me, don't ask anything. Just tell them, give me whatever is qualified, whatever is equivalent for chanting the name of Ram once. So Yamaraj is thinking, oh, what is equivalent to chanting the name of Ram once? Even I don't know what he should get for that. Says, let's go to Brahma. So Yamaraj, along with that sinful person, he goes to Brahma. Ask Brahmaji, you are chanting the Vedas with all your four mouths. You must be knowing what is the, in exchange of chanting the name of Ram once, what he should get. So Brahma says, see, with my four mouths, I am always chanting the name, all the Vedas, all the mantras. But even I don't know what is the equivalent to chanting the name of Ram once. So let's go to Lord Shiva. He is always chanting the name of Ram. Let's ask him. So Yamaraj Brahma along with that sinful person goes to Shiva. And Shiva says, see, even though I am chanting the name of Ram continuously, always chanting the name of Ram, but even I don't know what is in exchange of chanting the name of Ram once. So let's go to whose name is, let's go to that person itself. Let's go to Lord Ram. He has chanted the name of Ram. Let's go to Lord Ram and ask him what is in exchange of chanting the name once. So they all go to Lord Ram. And Lord Ram says, even somebody chants the name, my name once, he attains to my abode. So that is in exchange. So now you have all brought him here, he will stay here. You all have your duty in the material world, you go back to your respective duties. Let him stay here. So that is the benefit, even if chants the name of Lord Ram once. Now we should not start thinking that, okay, I will chant the name of Ram once and at the end I will do the same trick. So Jasu Nama Sumirita Ikabara Uttrah Nar Bhava Sindhu Apara. So chanting the name of Lord Ram qualifies us to cross beyond this ocean of material existence. So one may say, okay, why we continuously keep chanting then if only once chanting is enough? Right, we say chant 16 mala, Hare Krishna mantra, repeatedly chant so many times, 108 times and all that. So what is the significance of that? Why repeatedly chant if only once chanting is enough? So the point is, first of all, if we can chant even once perfectly pure name without any offense. So to be able to chant the name pure, offenselessly even once, we have to practice chant continuously. So that maybe once we will be able to chant pure name. And the other thing is, once you are chanting the name of Ram, there is so much nectar in that, so much taste in that, one cannot resist from chanting more and more and more. So if we want to get success in human life, make the best out of this life, we need to chant the name of Lord Ram. Otherwise this life is continuously going like that. Sometimes we think, oh, I have a lot of time still. Sometimes we think spirituality as a retirement program. Now enjoy. Later we'll think about this. Abhi to enjoy karo, bahut kuch karne ko hai. Jab budde ho jayenge, kuch aur karne ko nahi hai. There's nothing else to do. We'll take the mala and chant. Why now? So sometimes we treat the devotional practice as a retirement program. But no. Whoever has taken birth is sure to die. Is there any guarantee when the death is going to come? Can anybody guarantee that we will live tomorrow or day after tomorrow or 2 years, 10 years? There's no guarantee in life. Companies may give you a guarantee that, okay, within 3 months if your camera breaks down you can bring it back, or 1 year warranty or 1 year guarantee. But this life has no warranty or no guarantee. Whoever has taken birth, the death is always born with the birth. So life and birth and death are the two shores of this life. And this life, we can compare it with the ocean. So if you are standing on one side of the ocean, even though we may not be able to see the other side of the ocean, but there is a guarantee, right? The other side is there, existing somewhere. So same way, right now we may not be able to see the other end of this life. We don't know how long somebody will live. But the other end is there. And it can come anytime. And this ocean has a lot of waves in it. There are many disturbances in the ocean. A lot of waves come and go in this ocean. So same way this life is like an ocean. In our life there are many waves. There is many up and downs in this life. Sometimes there is happiness, sometimes there is distress. These ups and downs keep coming and going. And if we want to settle this ups and downs, what we have to do? We have to learn from Lord Shiva. We have to learn from Hanumanji what they are doing. So once Mother Parvati asked Lord Shiva, Lord Shiva is continuously chanting, always chanting the name of Lord Ram. And Parvati asks, Tum puni Rama Rama japu din rati. You are always chanting the name of Lord Ram day and night. Tum puni Rama Rama din rati sadar japu anang arati. So with respect, with so much awe and reverence, you are always chanting the name of Ram day and night. Why is that? And actually Lord Shiva replies in that answer that actually on the strength of Lord Ram, I deliver anybody who dies in Kashi, I give liberation on the strength of Lord's name. Sometimes people think Lord Shiva gives liberation. Whoever dies in Kashi, Banaras, whoever dies there, Lord Shiva gives liberation to that person because Kashi is land of Lord Shiva. Right? That is general conception. But what Lord Shiva himself tells? So Lord Shiva himself says, Kashi marat jatu avaloki jasu naam bal karuhu vishoki. Whoever dies in Kashi, I go personally chant the name of Ram in his ear. On the strength of Lord Ram, that person becomes eligible to get liberation. So it's not my strength. I am chanting the name of Ram in his ear, by which he gets liberation. And if we study, if we see the family picture of Lord Shiva, there are many contradictions, many diversity. So first of all, Lord Shiva is carrying Ganga on the head, Mother Ganga. So the Ganga water is flowing out of his head. And then on his third ear, what is he carrying? Fire, right? There's fire in the third eye. As soon as you open the third eye, the fire burns up the whole existence. So now water and fire, they are contradictory. The water will subside the fire. But Lord Shiva has water also on his head and he is carrying the fire. And then what is Lord Shiva carrying in his neck? A snake. And what is his son's vehicle? So Ganesha's vehicle is mouse and Kartikeya's vehicle is a peacock. Peacock is enemy to snake. Peacock will kill the snake, eat the snake. And snake is enemy to mouse. Snake will eat the mouse. But all three are living peacefully. And then who is the vehicle of Shiva? Nandi, a bull. And who is the vehicle of Mother Parvati?
Tiger.
Right? A tiger will attack the bull and kill the bull. But both are living peacefully. So you see, there are not so many contradictions actually against each other. So lion or tiger, different breed. So there are so many different variations, so many contradictions, but still it's very peaceful. Lord Shiva is always peaceful. And what is he teaching? Why is it peaceful? So what is it? Tum puni Ram Ram din rati. You're always chanting the name of Ram day and night. We may have many disturbances in our life and we get bewildered because of these ups and downs in life, these troubles in life. But if we take the example of Lord Shiva, we don't have actually that many troubles in our life. So if we want to be peaceful in our life, take the shelter of the holy name. That is the only shelter which can make our life peaceful, which can make our life successful. So, people may give many excuses. Oh, we cannot chant the holy name. We don't have time. Or, I don't feel like chanting. Chanting mein man nahi lagta. People give many excuses. Oh, we ourselves may have given these excuses. Right? How many of you have given the excuse? It's very hard to chant. My mind is going here and there. My heart is not there in chanting. Right? Have we given those excuses? How many times we have given the excuse, oh, I don't find time to chant? So every time we ask somebody, please chant the holy name. Say, I'm very busy. I'm going for my work. I'm taking my kids for this class, that class. I'm busy. But the point is, either you become a monkey of Ram, or otherwise you become monkey of Kaam. Ja to Ram ka bandar ban jao, ja phir Kaam ka bandar ban jao. So there are two meanings to Kaam. Kaam means work, or Kaam means lust. People are always saying, oh, I'm busy with my work. Abhi main Kaam se ja raha hun. Abhi main Kaam se ja raha hun. And then somebody will say, gaya kaam se. So if we don't have time to chant the holy name, of our whole existence is waste. And if we say my mind or my heart is not there in chanting, but that is the only way our mind and heart will become purified actually. There is no other way to make our heart and mind purified. For example, if somebody has diabetes, what is the cure of diabetes? Can the diabetes be fully cured, or it can be controlled? Controlled. And how it be controlled? So the doctor will say, stay away from these sweets, right? So there is something called don'ts, as a prahez, and then take this medicine. So same way, if we have so much anarthas in our life, in our heart, all this kama, krodh, lobh, anger, lust, anger, illusion, all these anarthas are there, how will these anarthas go away? Can we cure all these anarthas fully, or we can subside these down? We can only control, and to control that, we have to have the diet and we have to have the precautions. And the precaution is stay away from wrong association. And the diet is stay in the right association and chant the holy name. So we have to take the medicine of the holy name and take the precaution of staying away from the bad association. Only then we can control all these bad influences of Kali Yuga. So Kali Yuga kevala nama adhara sumaru sumaru utre narapara. There is no other way. Harera nama, harera nama, harera nama eva kevalam. Kalau nasteva, 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 gatir anyata. In Kali Yuga, there is no other way, there is no other way, there is no other way. Apart from the chanting of the holy name, the chanting of the holy name, the chanting of the holy name. So, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So please take to this chanting of holy name. Even one round, two round, four round. One round takes only 6 to 7 minutes. Four round is at the most like half an hour. If we cannot spend half an hour in the glorification of Lord, taking shelter of the holy name, what else we can expect in our life? So please take to this process. The only two things, chanting of the holy name and engaging in devotional service. That can guarantee the success in life and freedom from all the miseries in life. So thank you very much. We'll stop here and we'll continue next week from Hanuman's jumping to cross that ocean and learn more from Hanuman's service attitude, what we can apply in our lives. Srimad Ramayan ki jai, Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Kitai Gaur Premanande, Hari Hari Bol. Thank you.